Good afternoon. It is one bell of the afternoon watch. This is your Captain Joe here for our weekly visit from the captain's chair. And I'm broadcasting to you live, unscripted and unrehearsed with a much loved friend. And we will get to that in just a minute. We are broadcasting on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 on the FM band and streaming live all over the world from Singapore on one side of the world to Stockholm, the capital of the Kingdom of Sweden on the other side of the world, all the ships, all the aircraft, and all of Captain Joe's people in between. The greetings today go out to, in particular, because today is an election day, and it's a strange that it is the end of the month rather than the beginning of the month that we are having an election day here. But because it is an election day and because many of Captain Joe's people probably have not yet submitted their ballots, I am particularly pleased to have as my friend today, Elaine, who is the executive director for the Vashon Park District. And I have been surrounded my entire life by beautiful and strong women, and I am just delighted to have Elaine sitting across from me today. So good afternoon to you, dear Elaine.
Good afternoon to you, dear Captain Joe.
And because today is the day, the last day that people can put in their ballots, and one of the measures that's on the ballot is Proposition 1, and you are in charge of Proposition 1 so far as the island is concerned. So I know, because I have read some of the wonderful material that you've written about this, that I'm going to change the order of business from the captain's chair today, and because I want to get in everything that you and I want to talk about the park district, and about possibly one park that is of particular interest to me and love to me.
Yeah, lots of work going on there.
Yeah, so let's talk about the what is happening as a result. What is the result that you expect and I require to happen as a result of today's election?
I would like my primary message regarding the election to be please vote. You know, I can't endorse it one way or the other. Everybody has to come to their own conclusions. But it's just absolutely imperative that everybody votes. We are subject to a requirement that so they look at the November 8th election from last year and the number of people who voted in that election. For our election to be valid this time around, we have to have 40% voter turnout, 40% of last November's. And I can tell you, I've been watching that count like a hawk, going to the King County Elections website, and we're shy 29 votes as of now. So we need everybody to get their vote in order to make this election valid. I can give you numbers. The number of active registered voters on Vashon is just shy of 9,300. It's 9,277. The voters who voted last November, 7,184. So we need 40% of that number. We need 2,874 votes. And as I just mentioned, we are shy 29. So even if all the votes that come in are all in favor of the ballot measure, the levy fails because the election wasn't valid. So everybody vote, please vote. From there, it's a required 60% yes vote in order to pass.
So this is a wonderful demonstration of the idea that even on the last day and the last minute of the last day, that people who have let their ballot fall down behind the radiator need to get down underneath there and pull it out. Yep. And find that black pen and fill it in and send it, because the first requirement is that there be a minimum number of votes, regardless of what people vote, aye or nay.
Yep.
And so when people say, well, my vote doesn't count, mm-hmm. in this particular case, mm-hmm. your vote does count. So from the captain's chair, it is your captain's wish and hope, desire, and command that if you have one of those ballots, you are a Vashon resident, and somehow or other you haven't done it yet, get it in.
Yep, absolutely.
Because we have to have that before we even start figuring out whether the ayes and the nays are going to carry it. So what's the next step on so far as how many people after that? Is it a supermajority because it's a levy issue?
I'm not exactly sure what specifically the 60% ties to, but yeah, related to this particular election, yes, it is. It requires a 60% vote.
Okay.
Yep.
So it is 60% of that 40%.
Correct.
That in order, so there are two. Mm-hmm. There are two fog banks through which we must steam successfully mm-hmm. in order for the levy to pass. Now, refresh all of Captain Joe's people's recollection on the fact that you are the rate that you're asking for mm-hmm. and some of the things that that's going to buy. Let's deal with the rate first.
Mm-hmm. So the rate is 45 cents per $1,000 of assessed property value. So what that translates to, and I'll give you a couple of thresholds, a $500,000 house, that's an amount of about $450 per year. $225 per year.
Right.
On $1 million house, it's $450 per year. So we make up of the property tax pie a very, very small percent of overall property taxes. It's about maybe 3% of the total. So, it funds the 18 parks and facilities that Vashon Park District manages out here on the island, ranging from our sport fields and our lovely beachfront park properties, our trail systems, our public pool, our equestrian park, our skate park. So we have such a wide variety of wonderful, wonderful parks on this island. And this funding funds, it's the majority of our funding. Without the levy dollars, we just couldn't possibly be in existence.
An interesting thing for people who do not live on the magical Isle of Vashon is that we have two park systems here on the island.
Mm-hmm.
And they do not compete with each other. They complement each other. One of them is the King County Park System, and the other one is the Vashon Park District. I've been a member of the Vashon Park District family for over 20 years because when I first moved onto the island with Mary R., I became involved with Point Robinson. And Point Robinson Light Station is both an active and working lighthouse in the marine traffic system for Puget Sound. It is also a wonderful park in the Vashon Park District. And because Point Robinson is so close to my heart and thus to every one of Captain Joe's people, mm-hmm. Talk just a little bit about some of the things that are going on out there mm-hmm. and talk a little bit about where the income comes from for that, because we're going to sell some lodging. We're going to convince people that they should come here and stay with us in our mm-hmm. lodging.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Point Robinson is the only kind of unusual park where we have this arrangement with the Coast Guard. And the funding for the maintenance of that particular park facility, and this includes the lodging facilities, all the grounds maintenance, the housekeeping for the lodging, et cetera. So the funding for that does come from the rental of the lodging facilities, but we cannot use that funding anyplace else. And at that, it doesn't cover everything that goes into the maintenance of that park. We do have to subsidize with regular levy funding as well. So, yeah, but we have a lot going on down at the park this summer. This is sort of, in terms of maintenance, this is sort of the summer of Point Robinson, what we're focusing on for really getting those houses up to snuff and some of the other, well, it's nothing too glamorous. There's a little bit that's glamorous about it. I'll just talk about the unglamorous part. We have to replace the septic system.
Systems are pretty glamorous.
Yeah,
come on.
Well, I don't know about that. But yeah, so that's a big project. And that's a pretty sizable chunk of change going into that. But we are painting the houses. And it's been since 2014 since they were last painted. And I learned from our site visit that we had, it was a mandatory site visit where, gosh, I'd say at least 8 contractors showed up. And it was just a wonderful conversation learning from them. They said, you know, we really should be painting those about every 5 years with that sea air. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, so we'll be painting the houses. We are going to be changing out actually the windows on quarters A and making it stylistically more like quarters B and more to period. So I think the historical people are excited about that. We're excited about that. It's going to be a really beautiful finished product. But we need to replace the windows because many of the windows are failing. So it has to be done. Just one of those maintenance things. We'll also be doing some replumbing this year. We have to put off redoing the road until next summer because the timing on all these projects is such that we just can't afford to close it down for the requisite amount of time. But we'll get to that. That's slated for next year then.
One of the great things about the Vashon Park District and all of the parks and facilities in it is that the island has a great sense of ownership and participation in particular in the use of the parks. And again, I go back to Point Robinson because my family and I have used Point Robinson for a number of family events, and of course, to the interest of all of Captain Joe's people. Most recently, we had Mary R's memorial and a big party at Point Robinson, and we set up a big tent. And it's a good thing we set up the tent because her gift to us was a free freshwater washdown. It started to rain, and it rained all during the entire time, the whole afternoon of her party. But the place has a great deal of significance to island people, not just because it has historical value, but because it's a wonderful place to go for refreshment and recollection, family reunions, all kinds of. We have weddings out there. Mm-hmm. We have memorial services. And did you know that, Elaine, that we had even had a baptism out there?
Oh, no, I did not know that, but I'm not surprised by it. Mm-hmm. That's wonderful.
And we had a baptism, and it turns out that this particular baby was baptized in salt water from the Sound.
Oh.
Which tells me that God doesn't really care whether it's salt water or fresh water.
Yep.
So it is a wonderful place. Now, I want to give you an opportunity to do a little bit of personnel recruiting because I know that you need some people to help out. And I know, just like so many other organizations and businesses on the island, that they've been having trouble recruiting people to come and work. Mm-hmm. I refuse to comment on the thought that maybe people don't want to work, but if they were to come to work for you, I can assure them that they would be working for one of the finest employers on the island. I am not a Park District employee, but I am very much emotionally and in all other ways involved with the Park District. So tell us about who do you need? What do you need in the way of people? Maybe we can get you some.
Yeah, we are currently recruiting for it's a I'd call it a seasonal position, but it is full time. So this is a perfect job for a high school or college student, you know, home for the summer. It's a seasonal maintenance position. And as I said, it's full time through the summer. And it pays just shy of $23 an hour. So it's a well-paid position. So that's one of our greatest needs. We're always on the lookout for good housekeepers for the lodging facilities, always on the lookout for lifeguards at the pool. That's ramping up for our summer season. And BARC staff is always, we're always looking for good people there.
What is BARC?
BARC is the skate park. So it's the Burton Adventure Recreation Center is what that acronym stands for. But it's the skate park. And we have an indoor skate facility that we staff. And so we have three people working part-time there now, but it's always good to have a little flexibility with another person or two.
Tell me the current status of the pool, which has been both problematic and challenging in many ways and for many reasons. What's the current status of the pool?
Well, status in terms of like how much it's open, like I said, mentioned, we're gearing up for summer season as soon as school is out. But things are going well there. The bubble just came down. You know, it's a year-round facility, so we're able to have indoor swimming in the winter, in the colder months, and then the bubble comes down and we have outdoor swimming during the summer season. In terms of some of the repair and restoration needs, that's a big, big project that's looming down the road. We recognize it's going to need some significant grant funding. We have a committee that is formed recently that's sort of working on a long-range plan for that, you know, what exactly the needs are. We did have a big engineering study done in 2016 that I would say in today's dollars, what they recommended would be somewhere in the neighborhood of $2 million or so. Replacing the liner, replacing the deck, the gutter system. It's an old facility, dates back to 1975, and just needs a lot of TLC. So we've done a lot of picking at it over the years, kept some of the functional things running, like the boiler was replaced and some of those things. But the big infrastructure work is yet to come.
So the other facility about which I'm going to now ask you is the Tramp Harbor Dock.
Yeah.
And for Captain Joe's people who do not live on the island, the Park District owns a piece of the Tramp Harbor Dock. And I'm going to ask the ever-lovely Elaine, Executive Director, to correct me kindly, gently, and respectfully if I get that wrong. But we own this dock, or we own part of this dock. It goes back to the days when I believe small tank ships came alongside. It belonged to one of the oil companies. Mm-hmm. And now it is a much-loved facility for fishing and I have a number of friends who dive and who dive off of the and dive around the pilings. So what is the status of that's the background for Captain Joe's people who don't live on the island. So now what's the status of the Tramp Harbor Dock?
Yeah, well, kind of the Reader's Digest version of what's driving why it's closed, et cetera. As Captain Joe stated, we own the dock, so we do own the dock, but we only own the first, well, the dock is 340 feet long. We own the first 180 feet of the tidelands beneath. The latter portion is owned by the state, by the Department of Natural Resources. So we have a lease with the state for that dock to use the outer portion of those tidelands. In order to re-up the lease, which expired a number of years ago, part of the negotiation process was the conditions of the lease. And the DNR is adamant that we remediate the creosote from the 96 pilings that are all creosote, and we also need to have 100% light penetration to the tidelands beneath. So effectively, that means that that whole dock is at question. Also, we've had some engineering studies done and determined that there's some failing pilings, 11 of them actually, and our insurance company required us to shut it down as a result. It just didn't make any sense to fix a dock that we knew we were going to have to, it was going to be a bigger project. Why throw good money after bad when we probably were going to have to replace it? So we hired an engineering firm, finally after negotiating the lease with the state. Just last year, got some good cost estimates on our options, and we weighed the options very carefully and decided the most cost-effective remedy to this situation is going to be to replace the dock.
Mm.
So we're now moving this year into what we're calling phase two of the process with this engineering group. We're actually working on the design. And doing what's called 30, 60, 90% design approvals along the way. And well, this has to be approved by DNR as well. So that's underway this year. We hope to have a design pretty much completed by early fall. We need to take that to the community and do some fundraising. We're revamping, or I guess a better way to put it is just reorganizing the foundation that
resuscitating.
That's the right word. It's a parks foundation that was formed a number of years ago, kind of fizzled out, trying to get that revitalized so they can work to do some fundraising for us. And next year we'll be doing some pretty significant grant applications to the state and another one to the county the year after. So we hope to fund, we're looking at it probably about a $2.7 million dock. We're hoping to fund through grants $2.5 million of it. So we're really, I think, doing a great job looking at doing this responsibly without a lot of park district funding going to it. Some, no doubt, but hoping that that's going to be minimal.
So we only have a very few minutes left, and I want to bring in a story which ties in with my respect and regard for you personally and for all of the women who are in leadership positions all over the world. And that story is this. It came to me today, and that is that the Naval Academy in Annapolis has just announced that they're going to have the first female Lady Admiral Superintendent at the Naval Academy. And I am going to point out here with great enthusiasm and great pride that it was at the Coast Guard Academy that the first Lady Superintendent was enfranchised. And so here on the island, we have, my guess is maybe more than half of the island do-goods are headed up by ladies, which tells me that we hopefully are beyond the point where we say we hire because we need to hire somebody of a particular group.
Mm-hmm.
I was just delighted when Elaine was hired, not because she's beautiful, not because she's smart or any of those things, but because she's incredibly effective. And she has been, and not only effective, but she's been a wonderful friend to me personally, and also to the organizations that with which I am involved. And so it is my hope that she will remain as the executive director of the Vashon Park District. And I've got a couple of other things that I'm going to bring in here because I only have a couple minutes left, but I am going to repeat on your behalf and on our behalf that probably we are down now to maybe 10 votes that need to be recorded in the county in order for the second phase, which is the 60% of the 40. So if you are a voter on the magical Isle of Vashon, you have not yet voted, today is your day. If you wake up tomorrow morning and you haven't done it, then you do not want to be on the captain's personal binnacle list. Speaking of the binnacle list, I had a day of a real tragedy on Saturday, and that ties in with the binnacle list. I lost one of my academy classmates on Saturday, and then I lost a person a year senior to me at the academy who I had relieved in Sault Ste. Marie. And one of the interesting facts about this particular gentleman was that he was the search and rescue mission coordinator for the search for and the rescue of any possible survivors of Edmund Fitzgerald in November of a number of years ago. So two of my Coast Guard friends in the same day, my cat Ellery was probably taken out by coyotes that day. And now on the binnacle list, my sister-in-law had a terrible fall and had to lose an arm. All of this happened in the same day as I was driving to Portland to be a part of a family celebration because my grandson and his wife, Shannon, are going to have twins. And the twins are to be born in early June. Shannon is very, very large, very, very pregnant. And although this is not my field of expertise, it appears to me, and Elaine, you may know something more about this than I, but with twins, is it, and they already have a three-year-old. So is it not possible that these babies would be born a little bit early?
I think that's generally the case. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I think that that's more common than not. Yep.
Well, she is healthy and she is strong and everything is going well. They are twin girls. They have been able to take photographs with a definitive finding that these are girls and not little boys. And they are not... identical twins. The other term is fraternal twins. Is that right?
I think that's right.
Yeah. So anyway, I was headed for that particular celebration. The celebration was being advertised as a shower. And I have never been to a baby shower before. I don't know what you do at a baby shower, but I was assured that there were not going to be any games of diaper derby or pass the parcel or anything like that. And in fact, it turned out to be just a delightful time where I was surrounded by my children, by my grandchildren, by three of my four great-grandchildren. They were all there at this party. They all of them think that Captain Joe's stories are true. And it was just a wonderful time, and it mitigated the sadness that I carried with me as I made that drive down to PDX. Elaine, it is always wonderful to spend time with you, and so I'm going to give you the opportunity to check us out for today. Mm-hmm. And what is the... Oh, by the way, you know that the logo, I've told you this before, I think, but I'm going to tell you again. The logo that's on the side of your vehicles and the logo, which is the one that represents the Vashon Park District, those are weeds in those plants. Those are weeds. I pointed that out. That it is the Pacific Northwest festering lousewort.
Uh-huh.
Yes. So should you be inclined to change either the logo or the mission statement, mm-hmm. we're not going to get into changing mission statements. That's always a... Mm-hmm. So anyway, for you, love, let's send us on our way.
Yeah, well, it's please vote. We were shy 29 last time I looked, so please get out and vote. You have until 8 o'clock tonight to put them in a drop box or you know, end of the postal day for getting them postmarked. So please vote.
All right. And so this is your Captain Joe always saying that we never say goodbye. We say until we meet again. And I am, as always, up in the captain's chair, on station, watching properly. We'll see you next week. See you next week.